You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5103, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media, in association with the Packernet Podcast. I am your host, J.J. Leahy. Well, the big news yesterday was that Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced that, effective immediately, he was shutting down the state for 30 days. 29 days into that shutdown would be July 28th. That's when training camps are supposed to start for the NFL. There's no huge reason to be alarmed yet, but many fans are starting to get concerned that coronavirus might, in fact, end up placing huge burdens on the NFL schedule. An inside source did tell ESPN's Adam Schefter last week that the league does have every intention of starting on schedule. Some states are certainly much more likely to be affected than others, and there has been discussion that some teams from harder hit areas may in fact have to play their home games in a different state. In most years, right around now is when the Packers are announcing their training camp schedules, but right now there's too much uncertainty over how camps will operate. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that he already has four different schedules put together dependent on circumstances. Quote, "You've just got to be fluid. You've got to be flexible. But that's just the circumstances that we're faced. There's no use in complaining about it. You've just got to make the best of the situation." One player who's exceptionally eager to get back to camp, running back Aaron Jones, who told Colin Cowherd that he's had a bad taste in his mouth ever since the brutal loss to the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Aaron shared that along with a massive chip on his shoulder, he's been working harder than ever, and said he's in even better shape than he was this time last year. Remember, a year ago, he showed up to training camp in much better condition than he had been previously. He had cut weight and built muscle by changing his diet. Many fans, including myself, were hopeful that being in better shape would reduce injuries. And in fact, Aaron was able to play in every single game in the regular and postseason. He was obviously a powerhouse on offense, with a nose for the end zone, and became Aaron Rodgers' top target when Davante Adams missed time due to a turf toe injury. Listen in as Aaron talks about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, continuing his interview with Colin Cowherd.
But it's interesting, if you go back to your very first year there, again, it looked like you and Aaron connected on some level. He trusted you. Take me back to your first year with Aaron.
I wouldn't even say demanding. I would say he just expects you to be professional. He knows what everybody else is doing on the field, from every receiver to offensive lineman to running back, to what the O-line call is and what blitz is coming. So he expects you just to know your job so the offense can run smoothly. So that's the only expectation he puts on you. So he's a great leader, a great teammate, and he has an eye for guys who are ready to come in and work and about their business. And that's what I did. I just came in and was about my business, put my head down and worked, and practice, just kept gaining his trust, trying to make as many plays as I could in practice. So when it did come game time, he knew he could trust me or call my number.
So when was the first moment in camp or a game that you knew, I'm going to make this team, I'm going to be an NFL football player?
When Davante Adams came up to me and he was like, we had drafted three backs at the time in my class. And he comes up to me and say, "Hey, you're my dark horse. Don't too many people on the team got you as winning the competition, but I got you." And coming from him, I mean, like, man, this is our best receiver on the team, one of the best receivers in the league. And he's telling me this, he sees something in me. And then when I stepped on the field, I think it was week 4 against Chicago, to take my first offensive snap, A-Rod told me, I'm one of your biggest fans in this organization. You got your opportunity now, make the most of it. And I just took those words and I ran with it because, like he said, you when you get your opportunity, you have to make the most of it because you never know when the next opportunity will come.
For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com and follow the PackerNet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.